Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the second day of the IFRS Interpretation Committee meeting. We have just a few items that we are going to deal with this morning. First one is Agenda Paper 14, something for consideration in the Annual Improvements Project arising out of IS 41 Agriculture. Let's see, I think if you would like to introduce that one.
Good morning, everybody. We received a request about the illustrative example 1 in IS 41 Agriculture. The submission asserts that the illustrative example is unclear in its presentation of all the components of the statement of comprehensive income, and as a result, there is divergence in practice. We understand, we haven't done much outreach in terms of this, but we understand that the constituents that follow this example may leave revenue out of their statement of comprehensive income because it doesn't appear there in the worked example. And there may be confusion around separating out revenue and also fair value movement. So the submission is requesting that we consider amending the example to clarify the presentation required. And they give us a suggestion in Appendix A in their submission as to how they would fix it. We had a look at this, and I mean, we accept the fact that there could be divergence in practice because this isn't a complete picture of all the disclosure that should be happening for a dairy farm. There's no fact pattern ahead of the example, so it's quite difficult to know exactly what should be shown and what shouldn't be, and what is missing and what is not. And in fact, there are some paragraphs ahead of the example in the appendix which give you an indication of what the example was intended to achieve. Specifically, paragraph A2 says that the financial statements in example 1 do not conform to all the disclosure and presentation requirements of other standards. Other approaches to presentation and disclosure may also be appropriate. So given all of this and the fact that we are told that there is diversity in practice, we then came up with three possible courses of action. One is to remove the example from the standard altogether. The other would be to strengthen the caveat worded in that paragraph I've just read out, A2, just to say that, you know, this example is not supposed to be a complete illustration of presentation and disclosure. And specifically that there's nothing in there to do with the way you should be showing revenue. Or, as a third option, to rework the example to provide a fact pattern up front and to make it more complete. Now, removing the example altogether may not be helpful because clearly it's being used, as far as we can understand. Option B would not improve the completeness of the example in any way, but it may encourage constituents to use the example in the manner it was intended or disregard it altogether, which may reduce diversity in practice. Option C would be to rework the example completely. We're not sure that would be an efficient way of reducing the reported diversity in practice. We believe there'd be quite a bit of work involved in restating this example, reworking it and providing all the facts that were originally intended to be there. So we recommend then that we follow option B, which would be to strengthen the wording around paragraph A2 to improve the idea of the fact that this example shouldn't be used for something which is complete. We then did an assessment against the proposed annual improvements criteria. And, we came up with the fact that we could probably fix this through annual improvements. In other words, just change the wording of A2, which is shown in Appendix A. So I guess, you know, we need to know what the committee thinks, whether we should go ahead with it. So questions for the committee on paragraph 18. Does the committee agree with the staff's recommendation to make the change to A2? Firstly, perhaps.
Okay, Lucy, just for our benefit, can you tell us if you think this is a hard or an easy one to solve before we start to discuss it?
I think it's easy. but I can hear all the agricultural nations around the world shouting as I say that.
Okay. The agricultural producers that don't have any revenue. Anybody want to disagree or comment with the staff recommendation? You know?
Just a comment or a question. I understand that it's easier to just include the two sentences and to make clear that this does not include all the requirements. On the other hand, I understood from what you have said that there's diversity in practice out there, and I was asking myself, would it be worthwhile doing this additional work to improve the example to help the constituents and users out there? I understand that we made it clearer now what you have proposed, that this is not all-including, but the other option is to do a little bit more work and then help the constituents much better than as it's proposed right now. So I'm just asking the question whether there are, you know, from a cost-benefit approach, whether it would be worthwhile to consider this other.
Look, I think either options A or B would make a difference in diversity in practice, and probably, B or C, and C would probably maybe the most beneficial, but as you say, it's a cost-benefit thing which we need to weigh up, and quite possibly need to get some input from our constituents to see if it's something worth doing.
Okay. Alan?
I think this is a hard one, actually, because and nothing to do with the technical decisions or anything like that, but the difficulty we've got here is that this is not a part of IFRS. There's a difference between some illustrative examples that have been approved by the board but are not part of the IFRS. This example doesn't exist in any legislation in Europe. It doesn't exist in IFRS anywhere around the world. And it's a grey area because, as it says it'll be in the disclaimer, the examples were prepared by the ISCS staff, not approved by the board. And so it's kind of a grey area in a sense. And theoretically, if you say an annual improvements process is to fix IFRS, it's actually not part of IFRS. And that's why I think it's a harder thing, because if you're fixing something in 41 itself in the body, it might be quite a, nobody would really blink an eye if you decided to tidy up an illustrative example at the same time, but actually having a separate annual improvement to fix something that's not even part of IFRS and never been approved by a board makes it very difficult. There have been a couple of conversations amongst staff about this and whether, in fact, it would be better just to clip it out of here and give this to the education people and have this education example and give them more flexibility to fix it up. It's a problem because I think most people think that illustrative examples, whether they are mandatory or not, it's actually helpful to go through some sort of due process. So I'm kind of conflicted about what the best thing to do with this is. And that's why I think it's quite a difficult decision, because it's a bit precedential to go around, making little illustrative examples or tidying them up, for example. So I think that's unhelpful, but we have an issue generally with all of the illustrative examples right across IFRS about how to deal with them and how to make changes, whether in fact what we do need to go through the board to even tidy up examples when they do need tidying up.
So as an individual, Alan, what would your preference be?
I'd leave it, and I'd deal with all of the illustrative examples. I'd tell the board to develop a policy on how to deal with all of these things. So,
right. So it's got consistency. You wouldn't take it out, you wouldn't change it, just leave it as it is.
I just leave it for the moment. Yeah.
Laurence?
Yes. I'm not sure that the issue is unique to agriculture. I think it's more generally the issue of measuring items at fair value, with fair value in P&L, and whether this is part of revenue or what makes up revenue as required to be disclosed in the IS1. And when I was looking at the example in the submission, I was questioning whether their portrait of the presentation of the data was appropriate. Because my understanding of IS 41 was that the standard aims at presenting the full biological growth during a year, including those items that have been disposed of. That is, the fair value changes are accounted for up until the moment of sale. So in effect, at the moment of sale, the sale or the sales proceeds equal the fair value of the ISM at that time, so possibly with those changes. And I wasn't sure that with the figures they had twisted, which would have been reflected properly. So I do believe that there is an issue in terms of presentation, what ISD wants to present as a revenue line item, noting that the revenue line item is very important to many investors. I'm hearing from people from the agriculture field that, in fact, what matters as well is the production line item for what it means and how are you going to define what is production in such type of industries. So it's a little bit more complex, and so this is why currently I was happy with the staff suggestion not to get into detail for presentation or example, just to highlight that actually with this example there is just a presentation of what has been the biological growth activity during the year. I think this is what the example is aiming at presenting.
I agree. Yeah. But it's not what it's being used for, I think.
Yeah.
So, Laurence, what's your preference?
As I said, I'm happy with your staff proposal.
So, not to address the issue that you think is the concern, but just to tell people that you shouldn't rely on...
I think it is a bigger issue that will have to be addressed, such as in the project on financial statements presentation, you know.
Okay. Sarah?
Originally, when I looked at this, I felt like it was worth the time to fix the example, because I think examples are helpful, and having been a preparer for a long time, we use examples whether they're authoritative or not. You do figure that they have some robustness and therefore they're useful. So I thought it's probably worth the time to fix it. However, listening to Alan's comments, maybe an alternative would be to do the amendments that the staff is recommending and include in our commentary that perhaps we need to revisit this notion of illustrative examples and where those fall, because, like you say, they are used. So that said, I could agree with the staff's recommendation, although my preference normally would be to fix the examples.
All right, Scott.
I was a little bit conflicted here. If there's something wrong with the example, my preference is to fix it. I wasn't entirely convinced that there is something wrong with the example, in part because of the issue Laurence brought up. I'm not sure exactly what revenue is in a situation when we're marking inventory to fair value. So then, if we're going to try to adhere to normal revenue standards as well, then we're going to have revenue and cost of sales the same with no gross margin. And then down below, we'll have the change in fair value. That can't be what we want people to do. So I was actually, in the end, a little bit concerned with the proposed change that says, for example, it does not illustrate the disclosure of revenue from the sale as required by IAS 18. I'm afraid if we make that change, people will be saying, great, now I know that example doesn't show something that I have to show, but I don't know how to show it. So, in the end, I think my preference is either fix up the example, include more facts, and get it done, or make no change. Don't make the change proposed by the staff, because I'm afraid this is going to make people who thought they were fine now think, you know, I have a problem, but I don't know how to fix it. So I think if we're going to point out that that's a problem, we ought to beef up the example so that, you know, that there is something there. And I think one of the reasons why people might assume that this example is more than it is, we have these wonderful lead-in paragraphs that say it's just to show the disclosure requirements of this standard for a dairy farming entity. And then we have a balance sheet that includes cash and receivables and inventories and equity. That has nothing to do with this standard. So it certainly looks like a complete balance sheet,
And I can certainly understand why someone would think it must be a complete income statement as well. So if it's not, I think that there is an issue, but I don't think that the staff's proposal is the way to fix it. I think if we want to fix it, we need to redo it. And alternatively, I'd leave it alone and put it on the list, as Alan says. You know, when we finally figure out how we fix examples, this would go on the list.
Okay. Ruth?
Apologies for being a few minutes late. I agree with Alan to do nothing about it at this stage. I think the issue is whether there are two issues. One is whether the fair value gains or fair value changes are revenue or not. And I think it depends on the particular industries. I think if you have a look at the companies that have applied the agriculture standard, some treat it as revenue and some treat it as other income, depending on how significant it is to their operations. And I think the other issue is this perceived double counting, where you show the fair value gain and then you also show revenue on the sale of the produce. And there's an issue as to whether or not you need to take the value of the inventory out of the fair value gain, so you make a debit before you credit on the sale. We sent you an example of that. So I think there's that issue as well that lies behind this problem, that the standard may or may not be clear on. We don't need to go into that now. So my suggestion would be to do nothing at this stage. I'd agree with doing nothing, because I think there's a bigger issue to resolve.
Okay, thanks. Jean-Louis?
My feeling would be if it was a possibility to elaborate more on the example. I think there is an ambiguity in the mind of quite a lot of people using this standard, because the main objective of the point is to portray the growth, the change in fair value of the biological asset during the process of growth. But there is an ambiguity or confusion in many people's mind, because they don't know whether they have to portray the change of the value of the vineyard or the grape or the wine or of the change in value of the forest during the process of growth, or to portray and also to portray the proceeds from selling the wood. And so there is a lot of confusion inside. So I think that it would be useful to elaborate more, but it would be a substantial work. So maybe the simple solution would be either to do nothing or to just to retain proposal B. But the real need is to elaborate more, in my view.
Having said that and having listened to everybody's comments, and I'm going to propose something different from the staff recommendation, which is that we do nothing. We'll have then an agenda decision which explains that we're not doing anything with these non-authoritative illustrated staff examples, that they may be picked up later. I know that the National Standard Setters Group, particularly in Southeast Asia, are working on some aspects of agriculture, trying to work up a proposal for the board to consider in its post-2011 agenda decisions. So it may be addressed in that. I agree it's an issue of presentation that is broader than just agriculture, because investment properties also have fair value gains going through profit and loss. It's not an issue that's going to be addressed in the revenue arising from contracts with customers, because there isn't a contract with a customer for this part of the revenue change. So we need to deal with it somewhere. So whether it's financial statement presentation, specifically agriculture, or it just gets added in ultimately to the board's cleanup agenda, I think we leave it at that. So the proposal is that we do nothing with this example, leave it as is. Does anybody object to that approach? No. Okay. Lucy, you'll need to get some words together to explain why we're not doing it, and it'd be a good idea just to check with Alan as well, because this is going to be more of a generic type of statement that applies to all of these illustrative examples of presentation. Thanks very much. And that concludes your appearance in front of the committee this time, so thank you for your hard work in industry. Fabienne? You get the right to deliver the most important question. So the final paper.